This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Once again, Happy New Year. I am excited in today's episode to share with you the webinar I hosted this week. It is all about one of my favorite strategies for not only creating massive change in your life, but making it way easier. For too many of us, we've spent most of our lives fighting an uphill battle. Our best intentions versus our temptations, relying on willpower and self-discipline. But it can be so much easier with the very simple and straightforward, but incredibly powerful strategy we're talking about today. Hope you enjoy it. Have a great day, guys. My intention for our hour together tonight is to leave you feeling more focused and more motivated and more empowered, regardless of your goal, than you do now. So this is not an hour only for people who want to lose weight. It doesn't matter if that's not your goal at all. Maybe you want to improve your choices. Maybe you want to get out of debt. Maybe you want to start a business. What we will talk about tonight will absolutely help you do any and all of those things, because tonight is about helping you think differently and get better outcomes working with yourself instead of against yourself. With that said, we only absorb about 30% of the material that we hear. Everything else is just we weren't paying total attention, we were a little bit distracted, it didn't sink in. So what I'm going to ask of you is, since we're only here for an hour, a little bit less than that now, please give yourself the gift of putting your cell phone aside, closing Facebook, not being on email, not folding laundry, not watching TV. And the reason for that is that the more distractions you have, the more likely you are to miss something that could be the thing you need to hear to move to the next level, or the thing that is going to make change and improvement easier for you. And I don't want you to miss that. It's already, if you have your full attention, you're only going to absorb about 30%. And then if you have one, two, or three distractions, we could be down to 5 or 10%. And so the chances of you missing something are huge. And I am 1,000% positive that there is a nugget in here for every single one of you that can make things easier. Do not rip yourself off by missing it, all right? If you are here, if you are listening to this, it's because on some level you want more. And that more looks different for every single one of us, and it should. Whether that is more peace of mind, more self-control or self-discipline, more fitness, more confidence, more savings, more success in your career, more peace in your home. You are here because you want something more. And also because on some level, you believe that it is possible. Maybe you have doubts. Maybe you aren't sure how to get there. But you're here because you want more and you believe it's possible and you just need a little bit of help to get there. The good news and the bad news is that we are the primary thing in our own way. Even if you think it's lack of time, it's not lack of time. It's not. There are people that are wildly successful in every arena who have less time than you do. It's not time. It's not lack of money, and it's not even lack of information. We are the primary thing in our own way. The way we use our time or the way we waste our time, the way we talk ourselves into acting in accordance with our goals, or the way we talk ourselves out of it, our consistency or our inconsistency, we are the primary thing in our own way. And the reason I said that's good news and bad news is because that's an easy one to fix. If it was truly that you don't have the time, well, we can't manufacture more time. And it can be frustrating to be the thing in your own way, but it's the easiest thing to change when the strategy is right. And that's what tonight is about, helping you develop that right strategy for you, that effective strategy for you, instead of going about the same old type of strategy that doesn't work. What I think is true insanity is when people grab at new fix, quick fix, new plan, new strategy, new diet, new hack, new habit, and they pile it on top of the same old barriers to change that have always been there. Yeah, maybe you want to lose weight, but you don't need, oh, maybe I'll do Whole30, or maybe I'll do keto, maybe I'll start intermittent fasting. That is the insanity of grabbing all of these new fixes, but piling them on the same old barriers. Guys, we have to focus on the barriers to action, the way we hold ourselves back, the way we talk ourselves out of our intentions, the way we break the promises we've made to ourselves. We do not need another quick fix, another plan, another protocol. We need to address the way that we are in the way, the ways that we are holding ourselves back, the barriers between us, what we want, and what we actually do. So my first question for you tonight is, what is in the way? And remember, do not default to time. Do not default to money or information. What is in the way? And a lot of people, when I ask this question, what is in the way, they'll say, I don't know. I don't know. But here's the rule. You can't say you don't know. Because what it means is you just haven't given the attention or the effort or the energy to figure it out yet. But for all of us, when we are in that moment, when we are talking ourselves out of a commitment we made to ourselves, when we're making an excuse or justifying or creating an exception, there is a moment where we create a case for it. And that could happen in 2 seconds or 2 hours. It could happen with your full attention or almost subconsciously, but it happens. So you can't say you don't know what's in the way. If you aren't sure, it just means you haven't paid enough attention at the right time to figure it out. And so you need to do that. If you say you don't know, it means you're not willing to try. You're not willing to pay enough attention. And I think if you're here, that's just not the case for you. I, on the podcast, talk all the time. And in fact, most recently, episode 434 of the podcast, I talked about the number one resolution that I think everybody needs to make. And I'm generally not a fan of saying everybody needs to do this particular thing. I think that's a red flag when anybody says it. But the one thing that I suggested that we all do in the new year is ask ourselves better questions more consistently. And I wish I could take credit for that strategy because I believe that is one of the easiest ways to affect real major transformation. And it's also one of the most powerful, one of the most potent, one of the most effective. But I'm not the only one to say that. I'm certainly not the brightest one to say that either. Tim Ferriss, in his new book, Tribe of Mentors, he's most well known for his first book, The 4-Hour Workweek. But one of the things he says in Tribe of Mentors is, if you want confusion and heartache, ask vague questions. If you want uncommon clarity and results, ask uncommonly clear questions. I don't think there's any one of us here that wants confusion and heartache. But when we ask vague questions or we ask no questions at all and we just sort of go unconsciously through life reacting to everything as it happens, confusion and heartache. And we've probably all been there. And I don't think there's anybody here that doesn't want clarity and doesn't want results. Uncommonly clear questions. He says that the only thing between where you are and where you want to be is a better set of questions. And I could not agree more. In fact, in 2016 at Ascend, the Primal Potential Weekend event, at Ascend, the theme was questions. And the entire Ascend workbook
was only questions. That was it. It was exclusively questions. And we did about a 2-hour segment on asking better questions. And that is the crux of what I want to do with you tonight, because too often we are either on autopilot or we're deceiving ourselves. And we're deceiving ourselves with logic and good intentions, but things like, I'll do better tomorrow, or I just need to unwind. And if I eat all of it, it'll be out of the way so it won't tempt me tomorrow. All of that patterned behavior that almost happens subconsciously, half consciously, it's deception. And when we ask a better set of questions, we break through those ways that we deceive ourselves so that we can find clarity. Remember that Tim Ferriss quote, for clarity and results, ask uncommon questions, good questions, well-timed questions asked frequently. And I'm not the only one that loves questions and thinks they are beyond powerful in the way that they can affect true change and transformation. And Tim Ferriss isn't the only person either. Tony Robbins says the quality of your life depends on the quality of your questions, the questions you ask yourself. And I mean, that's a pretty bold statement. The entire quality of your life depends on the quality of the questions you ask yourself. I always amend that, or I add to it a little bit, because I completely agree with it, that if you ask yourself great questions, you will succeed in ways that you can't even imagine. But I add to that, the quality of your life depends on the quality of the questions you ask yourself and the honesty of your answers, as well as the frequency with which you're asking. Because everybody can blow off a good question and not take it seriously. But if you're answering honestly and you're asking regularly, this can be the thing that changes the way you think. And when we change the way we think, we change everything. Because if you have an operating system of, oh, I'll be better tomorrow, oh, I'll handle it tomorrow, that's not just about food, that's not just about body weight, that's not just about consistency with nutrition, that's about your work, that's about your home, that's about your relationships, that's about absolutely everything. And so when we think differently, when we use a better set of questions to think differently and operate more efficiently and effectively, it improves every area of your life. That's why it's so common in the fat loss fast track for people to say, yes, I lost weight, but I also am performing better at work, and my marriage is better, and I'm a better parent, and I'm paying off debt, and my home is cleaner. Because when we think differently, we behave differently overall. And that's why it's one of the most effective ways to create change, because we're working with ourselves instead of relying simply on discipline and willpower. Another question for you to consider is, how do you talk yourself out of acting on your intentions? Keep in mind, this is not just about food. But if you set the intention to go to the gym, but then you don't, how do you talk yourself out of it? We have to know these things because it helps us develop the right questions for us. My questions are not going to be your questions, right? One of the ways that I've identified this for my own life has nothing to do with food at all, but rather it has to do with meditation. I think meditating is incredibly powerful. I'm more creative. I'm more effective. I'm more efficient. I'm more productive. I'm more calm. I'm happier. All of these things. And yet, despite all those benefits that I totally believe in and see when I do it, every day it's like I'm trying to find a way to get out of doing it. Every single day it has been a struggle for me to do it, even if it takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And so I ask myself, how am I talking myself out of it? Okay, this happens all the time. How do I talk myself out of it? Either I don't have time or I'll do it later. And that helps me create a better set of questions. Most recently, my better set of questions about meditation totally changed the way I was looking at it. I used to say, oh, later, I don't have time, because I saw it as spending my time on meditation. And then it was a toss-up. Well, I could spend my time on meditation, or I could spend my time writing or working. And then I realized, when I meditate, it's not a way I spend my time, it's a way I invest my time, which completely changes my perspective on it. Because yes, I might meditate for 10 minutes, but Because it makes me more creative, it makes everything else I do for work easier. Because it calms me down, it makes my whole day go more smoothly. All of those things, that is an investment. So it's not time I spend and I don't get back. It's time I invest that pays back by making everything else I do in that day easier and by improving the quality of my life. When I look at it that way, because I'm somebody that can really understand that in terms of money, there's a big difference between spending $20 in a given week or a few hundred dollars in a couple of months on, you know, Americanos at Starbucks. There's a difference between that and taking that few hundred dollars and buying stock in Starbucks. One feels like it's money spent that I'll never see again. And the other is it's money that I've been strategic with that will pay me back. So when we pay attention in those moments of how am I talking myself out of acting on my intentions, that helps us craft a better set of questions, which allows us to change the way we think, which makes changing how we act so much easier. And there are some common ways that we all talk ourselves out of intentions. And some of these might apply to you and some of them might not, but I want to touch on them briefly so that you start to think about the way you talk yourself out of acting on your intentions. One I already mentioned with myself and meditation is delay. Putting something off for a future date, whether that future date is after the weekend, after my birthday, on Monday when the kids go back to school, when I heal from this injury, it's not the delay of that given day that is the problem. It is the fact that this is an operating system of you putting things off and putting things off and putting things off. And so to affect change that lasts, we have to change that operating system. Or maybe you're somebody who puts more emphasis on the plan than on the practice. So you're thinking so much about how you're going to do this whole 30 and how you need to eat less sugar and how you need to cut back on the drinking and how you need to do better on the weekends. But your energy and your attention and your emotion goes to the plan and not to the practice. You're thinking more about the big picture than you are about what you can do today. And that is one of the ways that many of us hold ourselves back. Or maybe for you, it's the dismissal of the small choices like, oh, this one thing won't hurt. It's not going to make a difference. Just this little bit. And you're entirely right in that this little bit isn't going to move the needle. But having an operating system of dismissing the small things is the problem. And so we craft a better set of questions so that you take advantage of those small things instead of dismissing them. And it doesn't have to be just food. Again, you might say, I only have 15 minutes. That's not enough time to work out. It's not that that workout or no workout in that given day moves the needle so significantly, but the operating system of dismissing the small things and only thinking that the big things are going to move the needle, that can be something that absolutely holds you back and talks you out of acting on your intentions. Or maybe you're somebody who really values information over implementation. And so you spend your time and your energy listening to podcasts and reading blogs and looking things up on Instagram and Pinterest, but not taking that energy, equal energy or more, and saying, what can I do that is an improvement for me today? For a lot of people, what is standing between where they are with their intentions and how they execute is just drifting and distractions. So maybe you start the day or you start the week really, really focused and excited and dialed in and sure of what you need to do. But as the week goes on or the day goes on even, life happens and you're just not paying attention anymore. A better set of questions really makes a world of difference in helping you pay attention. John Dewey has a great statement that means a lot to me, and that is, a problem well put is half solved. Now, I'm sure you all are like, yeah, I get that. But oftentimes, I talked about this a lot at Ascend this past year, we leave the juice in the fruit. We leave the juice in the fruit. And what that means is, Yeah, we get it. So we move right along. A problem well put is half solved, right? Yep. Uh-huh. And then we move right along. But there's so much more in that. There's so much more you can get out of that if you don't just check the box of understanding and move right along. For most of us, when we express a problem, we express the problem from the perspective of validating it. Let me show you just how legitimate this problem is. Let me show you every dimension of the problem because I gotta prove that it's really a problem. Show that I've thought it through, that I understand it. Prove to you the severity of the problem, the totality of the problem. We frame our problems and our challenges not for the intention of solving them, but really from the perspective of justifying them, which is the opposite of this. Putting a problem well means we are on the path to solving it, which means framing it not from the standpoint of justifying it and substantiating and validating the problem, but looking to move towards a solution. Opening your mind up out of the perspective of what is wrong and how frustrating it is and how stuck you are, really opening your mind completely to allow for solutions to be present, to make room for solving the problem instead of closing a box around it to justify or substantiate it. What I want to do with you guys over the next few minutes is help you create your own set of questions around your own barriers to help you bring your attention on a daily basis to thinking differently and therefore operating differently. And I'm going to go through some example questions. But the caveat to these example questions is do not assume that you should take these 10, 12, 15 questions and ask them all to yourself every day. That is not what I am saying. I am giving you some ideas. And probably one or two or maybe three questions are going to really resonate strongly with you. And then I want you to look at them through the light of your biggest barriers, the most common ways you talk yourself out of challenges, and adjust them so that they speak to those problems. And this will make a lot more sense as we go through, but I just wanted to emphasize my goal in sharing these questions is not to suggest that you should ask every single one of them to yourself every day. That would take too much time, and it would just be a going through the motions kind of thing. But if one or two or three of them resonate with you, start there. And then pay attention to if they are working, if they are helping you improve your choices and make better decisions and think differently and work with yourself instead of against yourself, and go from there. So I just want to make sure, I've said it now 100 times, the goal here is not for you to take these questions and ask them all to yourself every day. The goal is for you to find a few that really speak to you and where you're at and adjust them if you need to and ask those on a regular basis, all right? So we're just going to go through some examples and the purpose of these questions, and they are intentionally worded in a way that number one, brings your attention to where you want to go. Because otherwise, we can just go through life very reactively, having these goals, but not really anchoring ourselves to them, and it's easier to drift. So these questions are intended to, number one, bring your attention to where you want to go, but they're also worded in a way that gives a sense of immediacy. What can I do today? And they're worded in a way that focuses you on tactics, on things you can do instead of general theories and ideas. So let's dive into these questions. What can I do to make today better than yesterday? What can I do to make today better than yesterday? And I want to remind you guys to think about these questions not just from the perspective of food or nutrition, but from life in general. I was saying on last night's webinar that for me, asking this question of myself yesterday, so on Tuesday, what can I do to make Tuesday better than Monday? It didn't have anything at all to do with food or exercise, but Monday was a train wreck of a day. And I had gotten up early, and I always have a few hours of work before the rest of the world wakes up. And I did some things that I wanted to do, but they weren't the things that needed to be done. So then a few hours later, when the day went straight to hell and got totally crazy, I was stressed more than I needed to be, because in my work time in the morning, I hadn't done the things that absolutely needed to get done. So when I asked myself this question yesterday, Tuesday, what can I do to make today better than yesterday? It was, first things first, do what absolutely must be done first thing, so that if the rest of the day goes crazy, you are not adding more stress. So sometimes it might be about food. It might be, I cannot eat after dinner, or I can have a fat loss friendly breakfast. But it could be about absolutely anything. What can I do to make today better than yesterday? What can I do to make today an A-plus day? And the reason that this is phrased the way that it is because if we ask a question like, how do I make today amazing? Sometimes we'll discount the day. Like, it can't be amazing because I'm in back-to-back meetings, or I'm traveling all day long and I'm not going to be able to get to the gym. But the reality is that every day is different, and within its own context, we can make it amazing. What does it look like to make the day amazing when you're in meetings all day long, or when you're traveling for 12 hours, or when you're home with sick kids? There's always a way to make the day as it stands, as it shows up in your life, an A-plus day. And so this prevents us from dismissing the day as like, well, this day is shot. No day is shot. No matter what is going on, there is a way to make it an A-plus day, but it begins with asking the question, how can I push myself today? The comfort zone can be a dangerous place, and even when we have good intentions, like, I need to eat less, I need to get to the gym more regularly, I need to go to bed earlier, we can fall into those things and do them every once in a while and not do them every once in a while, but never really push ourselves. One of the fastest ways to take your life to the next level and really boost your confidence and open up a new level of what you're capable of, ask and answer this question every day. How can I push myself today? This one is one of my personal questions for the month of January, and that is, how will I reduce or refuse distractions today? One of the big things that stands in our way of acting on our intentions, a big thing in the gap between where we are and where we want to be, is distractions. Whether that's social media, or it's television, or it's crazy mental acrobatics about comparison and the past and the future. How will I reduce or refuse distractions today? I will be asking myself this question every single day for the month of January, and oftentimes my answers are like, don't turn on the TV today, or don't turn on the TV until after 8 p.m., or stay off social media. The challenge that a lot of people run into is that they set certain standards that are overall and not specific to the day. For example, somebody might say, I'm only going to be on email between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m., and then again between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m., and that's it. But then if something happens on a given day and they have to be on email, otherwise they feel like they've failed. And then they're frustrated and they're like, oh, I blew it. And this happens with food as well, of course, right? But if you are taking each day individually, understanding that every day looks different, every day has a different set of opportunities, how will I reduce or refuse distractions today? What's a middle ground between my excuse and my intention? Again, with the all or nothing stuff, right? So many times we will say, well, I don't have time to get to the gym today. And so it's either I make the time or I go with I don't have the time. But if you're in the habit of asking the question, what's the middle ground between my excuse and my intention, this is one of the ways that we train ourselves out of all or nothing thinking, that we practice by asking this question and asking this question and asking this question and continuing to act on the answer. This is how we train ourselves out of all or nothing thinking. It's not, well, I ate a pint of ice cream, so the day is screwed. I might as well finish the cookies so they don't tempt me tomorrow. The middle ground between the excuse and the intention is, okay, I had the ice cream, and now I can make the rest of my day the best of my day. This is not the beginning of a downward spiral into processed food and sugars. No. There is a middle ground between my excuse and my intention. I've identified it, and just for today, I'm going to act on it. What have I been putting off that I can accomplish today? The reason I love this question is because it's not directly tied to our goals a lot of the time, but it has a huge impact. When we are putting things off, we tend to feel overwhelmed. There's something hanging over us, and that can make us less likely to act with motivation, move towards our goals, because we just have this feeling of dread of these things that are getting harder and harder by the day. So what have I been putting off that I can accomplish today? And then when we do that, we give ourselves more bandwidth to take action to move towards our goals. What choices can I make today to move me in the direction I want to go? This could be about relationships. This could be about food. It could be about fitness. It could be about money. It could be about career. It could be about the way you think, the way you respond to frustrations. But asking yourself, answering honestly, and then acting on your answer, what choices can I make today to move me in the direction I want to go? Because there will be hundreds of opportunities for you to move in that direction every single day, but you got to identify them first. What will I do today to raise my standards? This is a lot like the pushing yourself question. And honestly, so many times we just go between, I'm doing well, I'm not doing so well, I'm doing well, I'm not doing so well, but we're never raising our standards. We have high standards of other people, how we expect them to treat us, how we expect them to keep their promises, how we expect them to respect us. But we tend to not have those standards with ourselves. We can break our own promises that we've made to ourselves. We can let ourselves down. We can talk badly to ourselves about ourselves, but other people can't. And it's the height of hypocrisy. And it doesn't lead to a very happy or successful or fulfilling life. So what will I do today to raise my standards? This could be with food, with thoughts, with movement, with communication, you name it, absolutely anything. What will I practice improving today? There are countless opportunities to get better every damn day. Today, mine was patience in the grocery store line. We're getting a snowstorm, and so every person in the city in which I live was at the grocery store, and none of them knew how to use self-checkout. What will I practice improving today? Patience in those situations. Same thing, had to go to Starbucks because my coffee maker isn't working and the line was not moving. But that was an opportunity to practice patience in those kinds of situations. There are countless opportunities, whether it's not finishing the food on your plate when you're not hungry anymore, or it's not eating after dinner, or it's not picking off your kids' plates. There are hundreds of opportunities to practice improving every single day, but it begins with identifying them. What will I do today to step out of my comfort zone? What will I do today to step out of my comfort zone? I asked myself this question in November and December, and the result of asking myself this question every day was a couple of new, wonderful friendships. Because it's out of my comfort zone to open up to people, to talk to people, to strike up conversation with people. But in just a couple months, it made a really positive difference in my life and established a new level of behavior for myself. But it wouldn't have happened without the questions. I asked my Master's Club members, and those are people that have been through 3 or more Fat Loss Fast Tracks, what some of their most effective questions are that help them create change in their life. And I didn't specify to them that they'd be on the daily basis, like daily questions versus overarching questions. But I do think questions have much more power when they are focused on a day. So for the ones that I'll share with you from them that are not focused on a day, definitely consider amending them in that way. What does my best look like today? I love this. Because earlier I mentioned that we have a tendency to dismiss days that are less than ideal because, oh, we're going to be on the road or we're going to be traveling or so-and-so is preparing food or we have guests in town. But the reality is you don't dismiss any day. Your best, sure. Your best is going to look different on a Tuesday than a Saturday, maybe. But you can still do your best in any situation, and you have to own the fact that looks very, very different. When I was living out my crazy day on Monday, outside in 5, 6, 7 degree weather for hours and hours and hours when I really needed to be working, and no water, no sewer, no ability to get to a grocery store, anything like that, my best looked very different on that day than it does today. But I can still do my best. I just own that it depends on where I am and what's going on in my life, but you have to ask that question. What can I do right now to feel proud of myself? In this moment, what can I do to just feel proud of myself? How can I make my actions match my goals today? What would that look like? What opportunities exist for that? How am I going to feel after I make this choice? I ask myself this on a regular basis, because if I'm standing there staring at a brownie, it looks pretty good. And I'm like, brownie, yes. Brownie, good. No brownie, bad. But because I've trained myself to ask questions, and you do this very quickly, the training happens very quickly when you're consistent, I ask myself, okay, when I'm laying in bed tonight, will I feel better if I've had the brownie? And will I think that it was really worth it? Will I feel better if I haven't had the brownie, and will I be like, it wasn't worth it? And I know from eating enough brownies in my life and enough cupcakes and enough ice cream that I'm probably going to feel better without it. I'm probably going to feel like it wasn't worth it if I do eat it. So let's go without. How am I going to feel after I make this choice? What is my best choice in this moment? Not merely what's better than I used to do. What is my best choice in this moment? I love this one as well. What feels hard now, but will make tomorrow easier? What feels hard now, but will make tomorrow easier? What can I do today to move towards the life I want? If I say yes to this, what am I saying no to? I talk on the podcast about how there's always trade-offs. If we say yes to something, we're saying no to something. So if you say yes to that brownie, what are you saying no to? If you say yes to skipping that workout, what are you saying no to? It's not that you always have to make the best choice, but at least be honest enough with yourself about both sides of the equation. It's not just yes, brownie. That is one half of the equation. It's not just yes, brownie. There's a whole other side of it. Train yourself to be that honest about it. Is this an opportunity to be seized, or is it a temptation to be resisted? Is this an opportunity to be seized or a temptation to be resisted? Now, if I'm looking at a grocery store cupcake, is this an opportunity to be seized or is it a temptation? Probably a temptation. Now, if I'm at some really awesome bakery in downtown Boston and they've just made red velvet cupcakes my favorite, that might be more of an opportunity because it's rare, because I don't experience it very much, because it's worth it to me, than a temptation. And there are no right or wrongs here. It's all entirely individual. We might have vastly different answers here, but training yourself to think this way through practice is very powerful. What do I really need in this moment? This is a great one for those days that you think, I just need a drink. I just need some chocolate. What do I really need in this moment? What am I really after? What is actually going to make me feel better versus what's just a distraction, or what has the potential to actually make me feel worse if I choose it? What do I really need in this moment? I love this one, and I need to ask it more frequently. What do I need to let go of? And you might immediately think of things like, I need to let go of sugar. I need to let go of carbs in the morning, whatever it is. But often for me, I feel like it's other things. The other day, I was stressed out about a situation in my life, and I was just having a tough time thinking it through. And so I grabbed my journal and I wrote this question, what do I need to let go of? And in that moment, it was, I have to let go of what other people do. I have to just focus on what is within my control. I have to let go of fear when it's not something that I can immediately influence right now. Like, is there something I can do to make a positive difference right now? And if the answer is no, then I need to let go of the fear. And obviously everybody's answers in every situation are going to be different, but this is an incredibly powerful question to ask. And the key perspectives to have with these questions, because it's normal and natural to have questions about the questions, but hear me out for just a second. You will learn from your practice. Your answers are in your actions. Your answers to the questions you have about this process are not going to come from me. They're going to come from your practice. Your answers to how to use these questions and which ones are right for you and how often to ask them, they come from your practice. The answers are in your actions. That is why questions, the right questions for you, are the absolute cornerstone of the fat loss fast track. I tell my clients all the time that I am not here to tell you what to think. I'm here to help you figure out how to think. How to think for yourself, how to find the right answers for yourself, how to create the right questions that lead you to the right answers. I have no interest in telling you what to think because I think that's crazy. We all have different goals. We have different bodies. We have different experiences. We have different thought processes. But questions are the cornerstone to every bit of coaching that I do because every bit of growth is about learning to think better and think differently. And I genuinely, I wish I could express how serious I am when I say this, and I will do my best to do that clearly. My genuine desire is to work with you over the next 12 weeks to improve the way you think, because I know that in doing that, we will change your mindset. And yes, it will improve your body, but it will also improve every other aspect of your life. And I really would love the opportunity to help you do that, because I've done it with enough people to see the amazing difference it makes, not just on their body, not just on their food choices, but on their parenting and their career and their finances and their relationship and their self-confidence and their happiness and the way they take care of their home, all of it. And I would love to do that with you over the next 12 weeks, because I don't want you enduring the struggle anymore. And I don't want you slapping new hacks and fixes and diets and plans on top of a flawed operating system, which is what so many of us have. We just have a flawed operating system, which is why we feel like we don't follow through, which is why we feel like we aren't consistent. And I don't want you to endure that anymore. I don't want you to rely on willpower and self-discipline. There is an easier way. A much easier way. And I know, even if you don't know it, I am certain that you are capable of exponentially more than you think you are. But sometimes we need somebody that helps draw that out of us. You are capable of a life that's even better than the one you think might be possible for you. And it's not about deprivation, and it's not about restriction, and it's not about white knuckle willpower, and it is absolutely not about missing out on your life. But we have to change that operating system. And I want to help you do that. That's what coaches are for. That's what I'm here for. You know, when I think about my struggle with obesity, with rejection of all kinds, failure of all kinds. The best part of it is that I believe in my heart that I am uniquely able to help people through those kinds of struggles in a way that is not about eat less, move more. That's not about tough it out and say no to dessert and you can do it. It's not that at all. It's about fundamentally changing your operating system. And if I have a gift, that is what it is. And I genuinely want to share it with you over the next 12 weeks. I genuinely do, because the old way is not going to work anymore. For 12 weeks in the Fat Loss Fast Track, we work closely together to build a foundation that is sustainable, one improvement at a time. That, yeah, it will transform your body, but first and after, it will transform your mindset. I got this email from one of my fall Fat Loss Fast Track clients. So we just wrapped up our fall session a couple weeks ago, and she sent me this email. It says, "More than anything, though, I want to say thank you. Your coaching has changed my life. It has provided me with the strategies and tools to build up my self-belief that anything is possible if I focus and tackle it with zeal. Yes, that has been my favorite word ever since your talk on it. With your support, I have climbed out of a hole of obesity, fatty liver disease, and insulin resistance, and into much smaller genes, a sustainable ketogenic diet." And I will say, I do not prescribe a ketogenic diet. What I do in the Fat Loss Fast Track is help you find the way of eating that makes you feel amazing and gets you the results you want. I don't care whether that's keto, vegan, paleo, primal, vegetarian. The individual has to make that choice. I digress. She says, "Foods that I love and exercise that lights up my day every day. In your earlier podcast, you said your goal was to serve, to give people who are struggling a lifeline and show them how they could change their lives for the better. You have succeeded here. I was lost in the realm of yo-yo dieting, defeat, had lost faith in myself on so many levels in my life, and had mostly abandoned my self-worth due to constantly failing at improving my health. Listening to you and following your coaching gave me hope when I thought there was none, showed me a path I didn't know existed, and gave me a light when things were dark. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are an angel of hope, and what you do is so incredibly generous, heartfelt, and important. You have helped me change my mind and my life like no other human being has." And guys, I want to help you do the exact same thing. And it's not about obesity. It doesn't matter if you have no weight to lose or 200 pounds to lose. It's not about smaller genes. It's not about fatty liver disease. It is about changing your life, changing your operating system, and stepping into that potential that you have. It begins with mindset and awareness and paying attention, and that drives results in everything you do. This is a totally different approach, and that's what makes it so damn powerful. We have in the Fat Loss Fast Track a weekly focus. So there is one challenge every single week. And part of that reason is because we only want to focus on one thing at a time. But the other part of it is that we want every week to be a fresh start, right? It's not like, oh, I'm so far behind. But every Sunday, we reengage. We reengage and we add something to that foundation that we are building. One of my clients said, "I love the simplicity of your message. Just use the simple basic tools I've learned from this process for fat loss. Realign when necessary," which we always do. We always are adjusting based on what's working for us, what's sustainable, where we're struggling. She said, "Thank you, Elizabeth, for the last 12 weeks. You've really helped me change my approach to fat loss. It no longer seems convoluted, complicated, or like hard work. It just requires I pay attention to my body, my hunger, my sensibilities, and being consistent." It's true. So every week, in addition to the weekly challenge, we have a webinar. And good news for everybody, they are recorded so that no matter where in the world you are, they hit your inbox early, early, early Sunday morning. So you don't have to worry about your schedule or your time zone or anything like that, or my tech difficulties or yours. We have a private Facebook group. In the rookie session, that doesn't open up until the end of week 2/beginning of week 3. But that is a huge part of the community. I am in there every single day. I respond to every single post, and that is a lot of fun for sure, but it is absolutely not a requirement. If you're not on Facebook or you don't like Facebook, that's fine, because it's not about a community of people. It's not. A lot of people would like for it to be, but it's not. It is about you. one of the newest things this session. It's the new thing this session. Well, the journal is new this session too. I've changed that. But a coaching channel that I am so freaking excited about, because so much of what happens in the Fat Loss Fast Track happens between me and you, me and one individual. An email I get because somebody's struggling or they have a question or they want me to look at their journal and I respond to them. And that person gets the benefit of that, but nobody else does. So I'm launching this exclusive coaching channel where there will be 4 to 6 coaching notes every single week for the duration of the 12 weeks with the personally identifying information removed, but so that everybody benefits from those coaching moments. That is going to be a game changer that I am so excited about. The 12-week journal is very much about paying attention and asking yourself some of these questions that we talked about tonight. It is a 12-week journal where you are, yes, writing down what you eat and how it makes you feel, but you're not weighing or measuring anything. But more than that, you're bringing attention to what opportunities exist for you to win and how you will make tomorrow amazing and what you will do today to create the life you want. There are level up lectures, which is every Thursday. Think about it like a mini motivational podcast that hits your inbox on Thursday morning. Why Thursday? Because Sunday, maybe you're all fired up about the webinar and the email and the challenge of the week, but then life happens. And come Thursday, you're tired and you're thinking about the weekend and you're thinking about margaritas and tortilla chips and queso and all of that. And the level up lecture hits you exactly when you need it. I know it works. And it works in large part because you do, but also because I'm right here in it with you. And as long as you are able and willing to say, hey, Elizabeth, I have a question, or hey, Elizabeth, I need help, or hey, Elizabeth, I need support, as long as you are willing to do that, and I give you tons of opportunities in the Facebook group over email, hey, how's it going? Are you struggling? It'll work. And we'll do it together. And I won't give up on you. So the big question is, who is it for? Who is it not for? If you are looking for meal plans and food lists, not for you. That stuff is a dime a dozen. You can find it on the internet, and I think it falls into the category of slapping plans and strategies on top of problems, and we just still deal with the problems. The inconsistency, the excuses, the delay, the exceptions, yada, yada, yada. But if you are on board for partnering with me to fundamentally change the way you think so that it improves every area of your life, tackling your biggest barriers and creating a better set of questions that help you overcome them, then let's go. Let's do this. It starts on January 7th, which is Sunday. And for the 12 weeks of the coaching, the webinars, the emails, the level up lectures, the coaching channel, the private Facebook group, the journal, we're looking at $497 US dollars. For the 12 weeks, but you can break that up into 3 payments that occur at 1 month intervals. So when you register, you pay one payment, then 30 days later, another one, and then 30 days after that, the third and final one. You do pay a few bucks more if you do 3 monthly payments, just because of the processing and stuff, but those are your options. A lot of people say, will you tell me what to eat? Like, what if I'm a vegan? What if I'm a vegetarian? What if I don't like steak? No. I don't tell you what to eat. We talk a lot about nutrition principles and things that fall into certain categories of certain nutrition principles for energy, for vitality, for mood, for hunger, for cravings, etc. But you find the framework that works for you. You find the foods you love you back. So tomorrow is the last day to register. Tomorrow is Thursday. Tomorrow is January 4th. And that is the last day to register because I like to make sure that everybody has the journal and everybody's getting the emails, and all of that takes me a couple of days logistically. But to register, go to primalpotential.com/WAIT18. primalpotential.com/WAIT18, but that's weight, WAIT, not WEIGHT. primalpotential.com/weight18. And you basically have about 24 hours to register if you so desire. Otherwise, it's closed down. We kick off on January 7th. I've gotten a lot of questions about the spring sessions. Usually I launch the Fat Loss Fast Track 4 times a year, winter, spring, summer, fall. However, because I'm writing my first book, I do not know if there will be spring and summer sessions this year. I just don't know. There is no way I can know for probably another 6 to 8 weeks. I will put up a wait list probably just in case, but it really depends on how far I get in the book writing during this winter session and all the different things that are going on and how that plays out. So I would love the opportunity to work with you this winter. It's going to be cool timing as I'm writing my book because I'll be sharing a lot of that with the folks in the Fat Loss Fast Track because we have the forums in which to do that. And so that is going to be a great, cool, and unique addition as well. I'm super pumped about the coaching channel. But guys, I would really love the opportunity to work with you if it's the right thing for you. And it's not the right thing for everybody. And that is why I will continue to do as much as I do with Primal Potential for free. The podcast, the emails, the blogs, etc. I will continue to do as much as I possibly can for free because I know that spending the money is not for everybody, but I certainly want to make it an option for as many of you as possible. I would love the opportunity to work with you. And again, you've got about 24 hours to register for this winter session if you are interested.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.